inside a nondescript building not too far from the Mason Montgomery exit, AMP Electric Vehicles is putting the finishing touches on the electric delivery trucks it's building for UPS. United Parcel Service ordered 18 of them for its Houston market, and AMP CEO Steve Burns is trying to convince them to buy more of the electric trucks.
It's on.
I didn't hear anything. I guess that's normal.
Before the sale, Burns spent a day as a Houston UPS driver helper and heard positive comments from the driver about this electric truck, who said he felt better after a day without exhaust and extreme noise.
So we hear all the truck noise, but normally the diesel noise overwhelms everything. So the coolest thing I'm about to show you here is about the whole electric drive is, you know, in a stop-and-go environment, we spent all the energy to get this 20,000 pounds moving, right? So imagine we just made a delivery, now we go 500 yards and we're stopping to make the next one. So when I let off the accelerator here without touching the brake, the vehicle slows down by itself.
Burns says these quieter, cleaner trucks do have a higher upfront cost, but are just 30 cents a mile to run compared to $1 a mile with gas and maintenance in a regular truck. The battery pack consists of 8,000 Panasonic cells. He says a small gas generator provides a trickle charge. UPS didn't purchase it, but there is an add-on drone when approved by the FAA. The Horsefly drone was developed by AMP Electric Vehicles and University of Cincinnati researchers. It comes complete with 4 cameras and 8 rotors.
It rides on the top, but its claw sticks down into the cabin of the truck, and the driver can hand it a package in its claw. The cover rolls back, and it takes off and makes a delivery. And then the driver keeps on going, you know, with his or her route. And when the Horsefly drone, that's what we call the drone, is done with its delivery, it determines where the truck is and starts heading for it and remates up with it. And then when it lands on top of it, it charges its batteries off the big battery in the electric truck.
Horsefly lead engineer Elliot Bocchino explains the drone will be controlled in a kind of national call center with licensed pilots.
A pilot somewhere else in a remote location looks at the cameras and as it's descending says, all right, you know, move a little bit to the left here, move a little bit to the right here. Maybe our normal, you know, place where we drop off the package has a car in it, or there's a child in the yard, or, you know, a dog, a tree, a shrub, anything new or different, and can guide it around to make sure that, you know, you're not going to drop a package on anything that you don't want to.
After the package drop off, the drone heads back to the truck at 400 feet. GPS navigation can get it within 3 feet of the truck, but then an IR camera uses an infrared pattern on the top of the truck to guide itself back into its landing bay. Wei Wei, a PhD candidate in aerospace engineering at UC, helped to design it.
It takes lots of math and simulation in it, and our automated goal is to just scan the barcode, then you have the weight information with the box, then the drone actually knows how much weight it is carrying, so it just adapt to it within the controller, so it uses different control mechanisms to adapt for the weight sling underneath. So it's a lot of challenge, and also the visual guiding landing.
Teddy Bort is the lead software engineer.
So we need to have different sensors that help us to give the drone eyes, so it can see its surroundings, it can know what the conditions are, and it can adapt to that.
Engineers say the Horsefly is capable of going 30 to 40 miles an hour. Burns says it would not be used for every delivery.
The logistical software or the driver will say, hey, you know, this house is 3 miles in the wrong direction. I've got 4 other deliveries this way. So that's a good one for the Horsefly. So I'll just give it the package, the Horsefly will go. I'll keep going with my other 4. It'll catch up with me later. So it's the most efficient way to do it.
UC and AMP have applied to the FAA for an outside drone test permit. In the meantime, Burns continues marketing just the electric truck part.
So we're talking to parcel delivery, like a UPS. We're also speaking to a lot of bakeries. Bakeries they need the space. You know, they need a big box to be able to economically deliver their packages. We're talking to uniform delivery folks, you know. Food delivery folks.
He is also talking to the U.S. Post Office, which envisions replacing its entire fleet. AMP responded to a request for proposals and was selected as one of 15 vendors on the shortlist to possibly supply an electric or hybrid truck with an optional drone in the roof. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.